Well, everybody, welcome to Talking Baseball on Saturday night. It's a pleasure to have you with us as we have this show tonight and another show next Saturday, same time, about 6:08. We'll have more Talking Baseball. And then the next week, heck, we could have our pregame on Saturday before the Dodger game and Sunday morning before the Dodger game. And we could be starting into a 60-game season in just a couple of weeks. So let's see where it goes. Baseball is so interesting right now. It's a little bit of normalcy that we get to hear the bat hit the ball and see the players running around the bases. Then, of course, you have the Zoom conferences and the injured list when no one will tell you what's wrong with anybody, and that's the weird part of baseball. But baseball is happening. And they're getting it together, at least in the spring training part of it. Today, Aroldis Chapman tested positive, and I don't know the results and the far-reaching results of that yet as to what kind of contact he had with others. But it seems to come up every single day. You get Buster Posey opting out, the Chapman positive result. You find other players testing positive, some coming back, some you haven't seen yet. And that's sort of what we're going through. But let's see where we go. As I say, and you'll hear me say it during the show tonight, it's almost like reports from a war zone every day. We'll see what the report is tomorrow morning and what the death total is and what the amount of people having the coronavirus is. And I'll say it again. I've said it for so many months. I think it's all going to be determined by the virus. And I mean that because of the cities, whether they're going to have to go backwards and close up a little bit more. It's got to be contained. It must be contained. You must wear a mask. It's that simple. You have to socially distance yourself. You can't have gatherings of 100 people. You just can't do it. It just is not safe. And until every state gets into line, these things are going to happen. So at least we have baseball right now. We have reports coming out of the Giants camp. We'll have Kerry Crowley with us today. We'll have Henry Schulman with us today. Mark Zuckerman from Washington, D.C. will be with us. J.P. Hornster from L.A. We've got a good show for you. I think you'll enjoy Talking Baseball. We've got some things that Raf came out of the archives with. An interview I did years ago with Bob Uecker you will really enjoy. We've got This Day in Baseball History that I did back in 1998 on July 11th with the great Brooks Robinson. So we've got many, many things on the show for you tonight. Of course, our greatest game brought to us by Georgie Brothers as well. I always like to say hello to the family. Of course, we don't get to see enough of each other, and Bonnie and Greg and Ruby, whose birthday is coming up next Wednesday. Happy birthday, Ruby and Noah. And Evan and Robin and Lolly and Stella lost two teeth. And these are things that are going on in the world. And I'm not the only family that doesn't get to see the children and everyone else. So you know how we go through this and how we relate to it. But we love them. And, of course, Aaron, who worked so hard at Byright for what he's getting done. I have the most admiration for him. And, of course, Christina, Barbara, Marlene, and Penny, who makes life just wonderful for me here in San Francisco and helps me getting on the air with our production and everything else, and Piero for setting things up as well. So I can't thank those folks enough for helping me, and Emily with AmericanInnings.org, and all the people that make this happen, and Raf getting to the studio to put these shows on for us every weekend. So I always like to acknowledge them. Well, we've got a good show for you today. As I say, Bill Lasky is going to join us. Ron Wotus will join us at some point. He's on his way home from the workout today. Woe will be with us and give us a report on what's going on with the Giants today. And then we'll get into the rest of the show. So sit back on this Saturday night. Enjoy yourself. Get a good meal. We've got, of course, look, when I say a good meal, if you're up at Bodega Bay at the Tides Wharf Restaurant, Original Joe's, Nations, wherever you are, those are the people that support us, and we thank them so much for doing that. And we'll talk more about everyone during the show. So let's sit back. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this on KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.